with them in the boat. The Bible passage is not just a story about a group of men on a boat trip encountering adverse weather conditions. It's a story about life, fear, and faith. We meet Jesus and his disciples, most of whom were experienced fishermen, crossing the Sea of Galilee in their boat. Now, the Sea of Galilee is below sea level and surrounded by mountains, making it susceptible to sudden storms. And the sea is a fickle thing. One minute smooth and calm, blue and tranquil, and the next it can be rough and raging, tossing anything about in the path as it churns up. And more often than not, life too can be just as fickle. Fine and calm one minute, and before you know it, you're in the middle of a horrible storm, bringing with it chaos and uncertainty. And when these storms come out of nowhere and take us by surprise, they often make us feel anxious and afraid. I'm sure each one of us could tell us a storm story, storms of loss and sorrow, of suffering, of confusion, of disappointment, of loneliness and regret, causing us anguish, heartache, and pain. And none more so than when someone you love has been taken away from you through death. The sad fact is that sorrow touches every single one of us in our lives. And the sea can seem to illustrate such pain and sorrow felt after the death of a loved one so well, as it comes in and it goes out. For a while it is there, overwhelming, covering everything. Then slowly the tide turns and it withdraws, revealing the beauty of the shells and patterns in the sand. But then the tide turns again and all is washed away and overwhelming once more. And when chaotic storms whip up in our lives, it can often make us feel like those crashing waves on the rocks, raw and out of control, full of anger and rage, battered and bruised with so many questions. Why now? Why this? Why? And at the time, there seems no answers. In our Bible reading, when the great storm surrounded the disciples' boat and the chaotic sea engulfed them, it whipped up individual storms of doubt and fear within each one of the disciples. And where was Jesus, their Lord and Saviour? He was asleep on a cushion, seemingly unperturbed by the turmoil of events. So the disciples woke him and cried out, "Don't you care that we're perishing? Do something. Make it better. Make it stop." How often have these words been echoed by us in our life storms, questioning God's concern for our suffering or the suffering of a loved one? For at such times, God can seem absent, passive, and uncaring. So where is Jesus? He is in the boat with his disciples, riding the storm with them. God is always with us in the joys and in the sorrows, in the calm and in the storm, even in death, journeying alongside us. God never distances himself from us. And now you may disagree with me, but my faith lies not in a distant, wrathful God, but in a God who loves us and lives among us, suffering when we suffer, rejoicing when we rejoice. We are all sailing on the sea of life in our little boats, and we will experience unexpected storms. But the more threatening storms in our lives are the inward ones that churn and rage within us, beating against any trust or faith we may have. Such storms have to be passed through to make way for a time when peaceful, still waters will return. For some of us, maybe the storm of grief and sorrow are still there, but controlled. In this service today, to revisit the sadness acknowledging how much a person is missed can often help us to look to the future, knowing the person will always be part of us, always loved, always remembered. Having faith does not eliminate storms from our lives, but it can carry us through them. Jesus won't let us sink, but will keep us afloat. The disciples were able to call upon him because he was there. They were able to experience his peace because he was with them. And as he spoke those words, "Peace, be still. Why are you afraid?" there became a sudden calm, both within the hearts of these men and in the chaos that surrounded them. The love of God is deeper than any water that threatens to drown us in our pain and suffering. God is with us all. He journeys with us and has journeyed with our loved ones across to the other side. Peace, be still. Why are you afraid? When we cry out to him, he will respond. He will uphold and comfort us in our suffering because he cares for us and loves us. Jesus said, "Peace, be still." May these words speak to you today so that you too can experience and be filled with great calm and comfort. So let us pray. Almighty God, when our boat seems very small and all around us rocks wildly out of control, stir up in us an awareness of your presence and feel your loving arms holding us. Guard us and guide us on our journey of uncertainties so that we may be stilled, find a place to rest, and know your peace. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Saviour. Amen.
Amen.